What's your kind of thing?
Yeah, or somebody, you know, would carry me to bed. But and apparently he, you know, he tells me he did have a long chat with me. I do vaguely remember it, but that was a long time before I kind of like stepped into trying to be sort of like sober.
But then did you say, but you're Steven Tyler?
Yeah.
Who are you to tell me?
You know what, I did used to do that. I used to do the whole thing of like, man, you're not very rock and roll. You know, it's like, what is your problem? You know, but I mean, I get it now. It's like, hey, what's the point of it all if it's just bringing you nothing but misery? If it's not fun anymore, then just stop doing it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, that sounds easy, but and it's not. Don't get me wrong. You need help. You need the support of others. But you know, you can. You know, I couldn't see myself. Everybody else could, and it was like one of those things that it took me a long while. I'm pretty driven, and you know, I was going to try and sort of sort it out on my own, and it just, that's one thing that I could not do.
Right.
It's a great event, and it's the type of thing I can't believe we have tickets to give away to, but the 7th Annual Music Cares MAP Fund Benefit is happening on Friday, May 6th, Club Nokia, downtown Los Angeles. Yes, you can buy tickets. You can go to Ticketmaster if you want to be there in person to see all the people we've described, including Ozzy Osbourne performing live, Jane's Addiction, Paramore, or we can give away some tickets right now free at 1-800-520-1067. I know we have a couple of pairs. Dave, great to catch up with it. You sound fantastic, as always. I know the Depeche Mode fans who have been in touch with us when they heard you were going to be on are not going to let us get off the phone without asking you one more question, and that is, where are you right now in the process of what Depeche Mode does?
Well, actually, we're about to put out like a remix record that comes out in June. It's like a second installment, really, of what we did like a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a couple of interesting videos to go along with some of the remixes there. There's a couple of remixes of Personal Jesus that are pretty cool. And that's coming out in June. Other than that, I know that Martin's been busy doing some stuff, some writing. I've been busy writing. I'm actually writing really a lot.
And, why don't you two get together and write?
Well,
how
know,
about that?
That's only ever happened once.
It only ever
happened sort of by accident as well. Martin just happened to have this sort of piece of music that he was playing around with, and I was listening to it, and I went back to the hotel room and kind of wrote words and melodies to it and came back, and we ended up recording it. But look, it's something that I still think is that could possibly happen. Certainly Martin's become a lot more open,
right,
in his way of working over the years. And, you know, he's great in the studio. I mean, yeah, he's had to take a lead role when it comes to being a musician in the band. And, you know, I think that, you know, probably, actually I'm going to see Mart at the MAP thing. He's
all right,
coming down to watch me perform. And there's a bunch of my mates out there in Los Angeles. And so I'll see him there. But I wouldn't be surprised if towards the end of this year, we're certainly sitting down, he and I, to have a chat about making a record.
Fantastic. Great news, Dave. Have a wonderful time Friday night, May 6th. Thanks, as always, for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed talking to you.
You too. Take care, man.